Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Perik Yod Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is going to be learned with Chazas Rachel. Shishi Bezeichar Fan Yosef Gagon Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Chavas Shen Skalfa Vazefas Shalai Medes. We have a barrel that a piece of it got pulled away, which for all intents and purposes that means a piece of the barrel just broke out of it. In the middle of it, maybe it got cracked, so a section fell out. However, the zefes, the coating that was inside of the barrel, that's still there. So when you look from the outside of the barrel, you see that there's a hole. But when you put your finger in, you realize it doesn't go because the sealant on the inside of the barrel is still intact. Also, barrels of fish brine that the lid was sealed down on top, but the gypsum that was used to make the seal, that was on the inside ledge of the cover. It wasn't on the top of the cover going over the sides of the pitcher, rather it was on the inside of the cover sealing it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina matzilim, they're not matzil. That's because Rabbi Yehuda darshens the pasuk, tzmid pesil alav. It has to be on top. And in both these scenarios, the seal is really on the inside, not on the outside. Or they say matzilim is matzil, because at the end of the day, it's sealed, so the seal is the seal. The fact that it's on the inside is immaterial. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Chavas Shenikva Ustamu Ashmarim. Let's say there's a barrel that got a hole in it, but the sediment on the bottom of the barrel closed up and plugged up that hole. Hitzilua, that's matzilet. That's considered a proper closure. Now let's say Pekakab Izmaira, he closed up that hole with a piece of vine. He basically smushed a piece of vine or a little twig inside the hole. So then it's not considered a proper seal, Ad Shmirech Manatz Dadim, until he smears his sealant on the sides of this opening of this hole. Now Hayushtayim, let's say the hole was so big, he had to put two twigs or two vines inside. So in this case, Ad Shmirech Manatz Dadim, U Bein Zmar El Chaverta, he has to not only smear the sealant on the sides, but also in the space, in the little gap in between these two twigs. Something similar, Nasar Shu Nasan Al Pi HaTanur, let's say a board was placed on top of an oven, on the opening of the oven, so Im Merech Manatz Dadim, Hitzil, if he smeared the sealant on the sides, that's perfectly fine, because the board is one solid piece, that's a solid cover, and now that he smeared the sealant around it, that's a proper closure. However, let's say Hayushnayim, he had to use two boards to cover the top of the oven. Here it's not considered a seal, Ad Shmirech Manatz Dadim, U Bein Nasal Chaveroi. He has to smear sealant not only on the entire outside perimeter, but also in between the two boards connecting them. Now let's say Asan Besinin, Oy Beshugman. The way he connected the two boards was with sinim, which is basically thin strips of bush that are very sticky and they act like a glue, and Shugman is the same thing. It's basically grass of sorts that's also used as a glue, and that's how he connected the two boards. So in this case, he doesn't have to smear any sealant on the middle because the middle is already connected with glue, so sealant only needs to be on the outside. We're going to stop for today and pick tomorrow Mishnah Zayin and Ches with more scenarios, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.